From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Senate will swear in its first ever female leader today and its first openly gay leader. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, San Diego Democrat Tony Atkins takes the oath as Senate President pro tem at a unique moment for the state.
It isn't just that Atkins is taking over as California battles President Trump on immigration, climate change, and other hot issues. Her inauguration comes as the Me Too movement continues to rock the state capitol.
I am incredibly mindful of this moment in time.
Three lawmakers have resigned amid public allegations of sexual harassment, and there are sharp concerns over how the legislature handles complaints and investigations. Atkins previously served 2 years as Speaker of the Assembly and acknowledges she would probably have made some different decisions on personnel matters. Today.
We're in a different time and a different motivation and a different awareness that would give me, as the third woman speaker, the ability to have maybe approached it differently. Do I think I get to approach it differently now as I become the pro tem? Yeah, I do. But that's because there has been a shakeup that has allowed this opportunity.
Atkins replaces outgoing pro tem Kevin DeLeon, who's termed out this year and is running for the U.S. Senate. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find a link to Ben's full interview with Atkins at krcb.org/news. Well, in San Francisco today, the nation's first ever court hearing on the science of climate change will take place. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Major oil companies will answer questions like what created the ice age and what are the sources that caused the planet to warm. This is the result of lawsuits from San Francisco and Oakland. They claim coal, gas, and oil producers know they are responsible for current and future sea level rise, as much as 10 feet by the year 2100. Dennis Herrera is San Francisco's city attorney.
Now it's time to pay the piper and for defendants to be held accountable for their conduct.
Major oil companies have asked the court to dismiss the lawsuit. The reason? It'll cost billions to mitigate sea level rise. Avi Garbo is one of Chevron's attorneys.
One thing that Chevron will not be doing is engaging in a debate on climate change science.
The companies say they don't deny climate change is happening. They just don't think they should be singled out. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. Take a moment right now during our spring fundraiser to support KRCB. Visit donate.krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.